Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually, when you think about a turnaround, it's like a struggling business, right?
Right, yeah. You fix a supply chain, maybe bring a new CEO, and, well, wait for profits to rise.
Exactly. It's a neat little problem. But today we have something much bigger. We are diving into the Western Cape Education Department's strategic plan for 2015 to 2019.
And the mission here for you, the listener, is to really understand how a massive government entity tries to essentially rescue an entire struggling generation.
Yeah, because fixing education in a developing economy, it isn't just about tweaking textbooks. You're trying to rebuild a socioeconomic foundation from the ground up.
Oh, absolutely. The scale of it is just staggering. Because in this context, the state basically has to act as a massive social safety net before you even open a book.
Right, so let's get into that. It makes these schools look less like academic buildings and more like community lifeboats.
That is a great way to put it. Take the National School Nutrition Program, for example. I mean, they are feeding over 454,000 learners every single day.
Wait, really? Over 400,000?
Yeah, daily. And they even had to add a daily breakfast. Because, well, you simply can't teach fractions to a child whose stomach is growling.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And it's not just food either. They have this Safe Schools call center fielding something like 20,000 calls a year.
Right. And they're deploying safety officers, too.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it perfectly illustrates a whole of society approach.
Right, like Maslow before Bloom.
Exactly. I mean, cognitive growth is biologically impossible if a kid's nervous system is just stuck in survival mode from hunger or fear. You have to stabilize the environment first.
Okay, so once you have them fed and safe in that lifeboat, how do you actually accelerate the learning? The plan leans heavily into this so-called game changer, which is, you guessed it, technology.
Right, the tech rollout is massive. They're laying down wide area and local area networks to physically get high-speed internet into the schools.
And they're setting up these smart classrooms, right?
Oh.
With mobile wireless tech and visualizers.
Yeah, visualizers are essentially high-tech overhead projectors. So a teacher can put a science experiment right on a high-def screen for 40 kids to see at once.
Okay, but I have to push back here for a second. Is simply dropping shiny new laptops into classrooms really a magic bullet?
Oh, definitely not. It's a massive risk if you don't do it right.
Because if the foundational teaching isn't there, does all this hardware actually do anything?
That is the big question. But the report places a massive emphasis on teacher training and a learning management system, or LMS.
Right, the LMS, how does that change the day-to-day for a teacher?
Well, instead of a teacher manually tracking which kid missed a concept on Tuesday, the LMS flags it automatically. It's an integrated digital ecosystem meant to support educators, not just replace them.
Got it. So the tech is really just a tool. But to what end, right? This connects straight back to a pretty grim macroeconomic reality in the region.
It really does. The text points out that over 546,000 people are unemployed in the Western Cape, and two-thirds of them are under 35.
Wow. And mostly without a matric, right? Like a grade 12 certificate.
Exactly, which is why they have this knowledge transition timeline. They are specifically targeting job upskilling to make these kids actually employable.
But realistically, how long does a systemic overhaul like this actually take to show economic results?
What's fascinating here is that they are looking way ahead to the 2034 to 2040 window. They know true system excellence is a generational project.
So you're laying down broadband today so a 30-year-old can participate in the economy 20 years from now.
That is exactly it. It takes decades to see the real payoff.
It's wild. So fixing education really is about transforming a regional economy and protecting vulnerable youth. The complexity is just immense.
It is. I mean, public planning on this scale is definitely not for the faint of heart.
Very true. Well, before we wrap up, I want to leave you, our listener, with a fresh angle from the text to mull over.
Oh, right, the no-fee schools.
Yeah. So the state saw 216 schools opt in to drop parent fees entirely in exchange for direct state compensation.
It's a massive financial shift for those local communities.
It really is. So consider this as more schools become completely dependent on state funding rather than parent fees. How will that shift in financial power alter the autonomy and future innovation of local school communities?
Yeah, that is something to think about for sure.
Definitely. Think about that next time you walk past a neighborhood school and wonder if it's acting as a classroom or a lifeboat.